you can still grow your business by six figures this year. In fact, the fourth quarter is typically the richest, juiciest, highest earning quarter for most of the coaches and consultants that we work with. So stop suffering by yourself. Stop beating yourself up for believing that you should know how to do this already. No one really prepared you for entrepreneurship in the corporate world. No one told you you had to know how to make sales or that you would need to know how to create effective messaging and market yourself effectively, that you had to be an expert at product development and marketing and pricing and all the things, and that you had to have the confidence to go out there and do all of this stuff and share your message. In fact, if someone had warned you that that's what was required, you might have questioned entrepreneurship altogether.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you're new to our show, welcome home. And this is where you get the straight advice on what it really takes to build a sustainable and scalable coaching and consulting business. And if you're new to our show, I am thrilled that you're here. And if you've been a loyal listener, thank you so very much. Before we dive into the content today, I just want to say how much I appreciate you. I know there are a lot of opportunities to be listening to a lot of advice and counsel on entrepreneurship, and I'm truly honored that you chose to listen to this show. And before we dive into our topic for today, which is what to do if sales slow down, I want to invite you to join me May 15th through 19th for Crack the Code to Consistent Revenue. I know many of you are experiencing slowdowns. Perhaps you're selling less than you did last year, or the sales that you made last year were easier to close. Maybe you've already lost a client or two, or you've heard that some of the budgets that you were relying on have been put on hold. So today we're going to talk about what to do in a contracting economy and how to still make sales and how to still position your business for growth, even though we are in this economic time where there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of fear, to tell you the truth. So on May 15th through 19th, I'm hosting this event for you. It's called Crack the Code to Consistent Revenue. And even if you have been to some of our live events before in the past, you will get great value out of this particular event. We're going to look at your services value stack. What are you offering today? Is now an opportunity to launch new programs or to be more nimble in how you deliver your service offerings? Are there ways to create starter packages without lowering your fees? And a lot of that we're going to talk about in the podcast today. But on May 15th through 19th for Crack the Code to Consistent Revenue, we are going to be diving deep, and I'll be coaching you in a live Zoom room on how to apply these same tactics and strategies to your business model. So if you're interested in how to create more consistent revenue, even in this economic uncertainty, how to look at your services value stack, find an opportunity to launch something new or to sell a slice or a starter package of something that you already have in your portfolio. If you want to get better at sales, so if your sales were kind of iffy at best in the past and you want to become a better closer, then you want to join us. And a couple of new trainings. One is how to dominate your category so that you stand out with scroll-stopping messages and you garner the attention of the people who you want to do business with. You literally grab their attention because your content is so powerful. We'll be doing that on day four. And day five is all about mastering your CEO mindset and overcoming some of the limiting mindsets that might be blocking your success. So this is a fantastic opportunity. There is no charge for this training. You need to simply go to thegreatdoover.com/code and enter your email address and your cell phone number so that you can get the text reminders and you know where to be and when. And I can't wait to see you there. So today, let's dive in to our sales slowing down and what the heck should you be doing about it? So there's no denying that we're in an economic downturn, but what does that really mean for you? You may have found that contracts are being put on hold. Maybe sales that in previous years were easier to close are taking longer. You might be finding some price sensitivity to some of the services that you're offering. And so what do? If you're committed to your mission and committed to making an impact with your work, then you're not going to pack up and try to find another job. We want to find out what's important now to the people who make up your ecosystem of future clients and serve them where they are. And this doesn't mean that you should be lowering your prices. It doesn't mean that you should pull back on your marketing. Really, quite the opposite. You should amp up your marketing efforts. But you should also look through the lens of what's most relevant to the people I serve right now. Where are they struggling most? Where's the quick win that I could offer them that would bring them to the next level and open the door for a higher value, longer lasting engagement down the road? Now is the time when my product development skills come in really handy. The ability to spot patterns quickly, to put together new solutions that are cost effective and affordable for your market, and that serve as door openers is a great skill to have. And in this episode, I want to teach you how to go about doing that, how to be nimble in what you offer to your market, and how to still maintain high ticket fees, but also have a cost effective offering that's easy to sell. Now, if you're just getting started as a coach or consultant, this is not where you start. This episode is really for those who are a bit more advanced in their service offerings, who have already surpassed six figures and maybe at a mid six figure mark. But what you're finding is your high ticket programs are slower to sell. And if you have a staff of employees or a staff of freelancers that you're responsible for, it's more important now than ever that you create easy-to-sell offerings that appeal to a specific segment of your ideal client audience. So what does this look like in practice? I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I was working one-on-one with one of my clients in New York City who had reserved a VIP day with me to pull together a marketing strategy for her change management and innovation consulting practice. And by the way, if this is something that interests you, reach out to me in a private message. I can do a done in a day marketing plan. I can do a done in a day sales skills building session with you. Whatever your need is in the market, if you have a gap in your skill set and you want to shore up and have a proven strategy to go out there and start accelerating revenues, reach out to me because that's one of the new things that we're offering in this season for people who want a quick win and how to either reset their products and pricing, how to reset their marketing or how to reset their sales strategy and come out ahead, even though we're in a downturn. So reach out to me if this is something that you'd like to do too. So back to my client, although she's a seasoned executive who has driven change on a global scale, whether that was technology change, business process change, she's also an expert in zero-cost budgeting to bring in big initiatives while keeping the budget flat. And while her skills can be applied to almost any large corporate initiative, if she's not specific in the problem she solves, it's going to be really hard for her to sell her services. So you need to solve a very specific problem for a very specific ideal client audience in order for there to be demand for your services. And in this current season of business that we're in right now, you need to ask yourself, what do my clients need most? Now, you can spend some time glancing at the headlines and see where executives in corporations are feeling challenged with retaining employees or doing more with leaner staff because they've had to lay off people. They want to protect the people who are there from burnout and also create a future of engagement and well-being so that people feel seen and heard and valued and can deliver a high level of performance to the company. So that's a great position for leadership coaches, executive coaches, those that are involved in employee well-being and consulting, a great opportunity for you to step in and solve some of these immediate challenges. In a similar way, if you are selling to individuals, you need to look at your ideal client market and ask yourself, where are they struggling most? What is that question that they're waking up with at 3 a.m. and they're feeling anxious about? They have a lot of fear around. And what do you already have in your portfolio where you could help them get a quick win? If it's someone who is in a career transition, helping them get career clarity, helping them get the confidence and position themselves as a personal brand in the market that will attract the right opportunities to them with their LinkedIn profile, that would be a great place to start. Or maybe it's working with new and emerging entrepreneurs and helping them develop that signature offer and develop the networking skills to connect them with the right ideal clients and referral partners so that they continuously grow their monthly revenues. Or maybe it's helping an individual or a small business with their visibility strategy and their social media plan so that their position in the market is elevated and they can be discoverable and that they have carved out a unique brand in the market that they can own. Whatever lane you play in, my friend, you want to own that category. And that's why niching down is so vitally important and more important now than ever before. So let me give you another example, and this is something that you might want to take advantage of too, because a couple of weeks ago, I realized that the women entrepreneurs that I was serving in my market were struggling with closing new business. And if you can't close business, you can't survive. So I decided I could put together some tools that my clients were using in some of our other programs, like the Six Figure Accelerator and the Launch Lab. And I could also create some new content to help people make revenue growth more reliable in their business. So I created a private podcast feed called Reliable Revenue Habits. And if you're interested in that, we've now made that an evergreen offer that anyone can sign up for at any time. And it's literally guaranteed to 100x your investment in that program over the next 6 months. So what that means is that for your $197 to get access to the tools and the training, you can easily close $20,000 of new business. And truthfully, I don't think it's going to take you 6 months to get there. But the point is, there was something that I already had in my toolkit that was exactly what my ideal clients were needing at that moment in time. In fact, it was such a great need that a bunch of my clients joined in that program as well. And they took the 10J challenge and they got great benefit from it. So that's a true testament to what we put together. If people who are already investing tens of thousands of dollars in their business growth with me also decided to jump into the 10-day challenge and they got a lot of value out of it, it means that you will get a lot of value out of it too. But here's the process I went through to create that offer. I sat down with my journal and I asked myself, what's important now to the people that I'm serving in my market? What is something that new entrepreneurs could benefit from, as well as more established entrepreneurs? And what could I give them that would move the needle of growth in their business? So we put together this 10-day challenge, and it literally covers how to connect with people who are already in your ecosystem, what to say when you're reaching out cold, and how to position your LinkedIn profile so that you're showing up as an expert in your field, and how to create powerful tools and content that people would find valuable enough that they would move from a social media follower into a subscriber on your email list. And how can you amplify your message in the market? How can you amplify your visibility? And how can you hone your message to something that literally stops the scroll and commands attention? And then we started looking at, well, how do you manage your mindset through all of that that's going on in the outside world? And how do you prioritize your time so that you're focused on the things that really move the needle of growth for your business? And for each of those 10 private trainings that we delivered via that private podcast series, we also created a worksheet or workbook where you could track your progress. And you could brainstorm your offers, where you could create headlines, where you could create lead magnets and subject lines that you could speak about. And I guided you into how to identify people who would love to host you on their platform so that you could scoop up their audiences, thus amplifying your message and broadening the scope of your marketplace and who you're reaching out to. So you get my drift. It's high value content for a low cost. Now, if you are a consultant and you're working with people in the corporate world, what is that very first step? Or maybe it's not even the first step, maybe it's the most critical step in your process or your framework that most people get wrong. And when they're trying to accomplish this goal, what could you help them achieve with a quick win if you just went in there and said, hey, this is easily affordable, it will bring you extreme benefit in getting over to the other side of that gap that you want to fill in your company. And it will give you a roadmap going forward so that when you're ready to reinvest and continue moving forward, you will have the plan, you will have the sign-offs, you will have all the agreements that you need in order to get there. So how could you put together a short project that would bring immediate insight and would bring them results that would position them for future success and actually open the door for a deeper, higher ticket engagement where you would work with them over a longer period of time and they become a high value client to you? So just because the budget has been put on hold doesn't mean you pack up your toys and you go home. You reach out and say, hey, I've got another idea. When is a good time to circle back and chat? Because I think you're really going to love this. So we all have to start somewhere. And when the market is sensitive to expenses and costs, that doesn't mean you lower your prices. It means that you might slice off a piece of a larger engagement and offer that piece as a standalone, but it's simply a door opener for a longer engagement. Now, people are still buying high-ticket programs, so let's reset this discussion because people are still investing in high-ticket. This doesn't mean that you stop development on your higher ticket offers because there are buyers out there who are still investing. There are companies who are still hiring. There are companies who are still moving forward with major initiatives and now need consulting support more than ever because they're dealing with all of this with a reduced headcount. There are high net worth people out there who are successful and they're still interested in investing in your program, and it's still an easy decision for them to make because they see the return on advantage. They know that if they work with you, if they invest in the knowledge that you'll be transferring to them, that they'll be better off at the end of that engagement, and they'll be better positioned to succeed at whatever they are focused on going forward. So in this season of a contracting economy, you don't stop selling. In fact, our high-ticket program, the Six-Figure Accelerator Year-Long Mastermind, is the best-selling program in our product portfolio right now. Entrepreneurs are still investing in their own success. I'm still investing in my own success. In fact, you probably already know that when you work with a business coach, your revenues have accelerated or you've bumped up to the next level of success in your business. Maybe you went from six figures to multiple six figures, or maybe you went from five figures to six figures. Maybe you hit your first six-figure month when you were working with your coach and you start implementing some of the strategies that she was teaching. People are still investing in high-ticket offers. So all I'm suggesting here is that you bring in some flexibility into your product offerings. Maybe you have a smaller engagement. Maybe you have a VIP day, which is a high-level investment, but get someone to where they want to go faster than if they worked with you over an extended period of time. So we are offering the six-figure growth plans in a day. So if you want to work with me privately, we can either meet over Zoom or in New York City, and we can work on your six-figure growth plan 101 in a matter of hours. You can see clearly the path to six-figure growth in your business, and you'll know exactly what to do, exactly what to say, and who you need to engage with in order to make that happen. So I think you're getting the message here. Now is the time to be flexible with how you offer your services. It's not a time to reduce your prices, but it is a time to keep your ear to the ground and understand what new needs are emerging in the market. Where are there new challenges that don't really have great solutions that you can step in and say, hey, I understand you're struggling with this, but I happen to have a great solution that's proven, and I know it's going to work for you, and it'll work quickly. So when can we sit down and have a conversation? By all means, this is not the time to shrink back with your visibility. Now is the time to amp up and double down on what's working in your marketing. Be visible. Make sure you're posting and what you're sharing on your social media channels is important scroll-stopping stuff. If you're bored with your own message, if you're thinking, oh my God, everyone else is saying the same thing, what is making me different? Then that's an indicator that you need to work on your messaging so that you have a powerful narrative, a powerful brand that gets attention and that helps you stand apart from everyone else in your category. We are still offering 5-day masterclasses, and they are our most popular free offerings. There is so much value that you can get out of a 5-day masterclass with me. And we're talking about an hour a day over 5 days, not all day every day. That would be a little bit much. But you can get so much value and go off and implement it on your own and start moving the needle of success in your own business. And you can join me for Crack the Code for Consistent Revenue that's coming up on May 15th. But if you prefer not to have the trial and error approach, if you prefer support, if you prefer to have my eyes on your strategy guiding you to what the biggest return on your effort is for you right now, then by all means, reach out. We are enrolling in the six-figure accelerator starting in mid-May, and we would love to have you join us. The most important thing is that you understand where you have gaps in your strategy and where you have gaps in your implementation and where you have gaps in your confidence to actually go out there and make the connections and have the conversations and create the content that sets you apart from the rest. And I want to help you get there. And there are several ways that I've already mentioned that I can help you continue to grow your business, even in this season where the economy is in a downward swing. And the very first step that you can do right now on your own is to grab the Reliable Revenue Habits 10-Day Challenge and sign up for that private podcast series. You can do this on your own time each day. There's a new recording released every single day. They're only 10 to 20 minutes long. And then you have an assignment for the day and you go off and complete it. Now, in full disclosure, some of the assignments, like creating a free offer or creating a lead magnet or pitching yourself on podcasts, are going to take longer than a day. But if you carve out an hour of a CEO power hour every single day, you will be moving the needle of profits for your business. And I am so convinced that this will work for you that we will offer you a complete money-back guarantee within 30 days if you get no value from what we share. And if you prefer to be in the live room with me, come join me on May 15th for Crack the Code to Consistent Revenue, for how to grow your business in a contracting economy, for coaches and consultants who are looking for six-figure revenue growth this year. The link for that is thegreatdoover.com/code. We will add that link and the link to the Reliable Revenue Habits, both in the show notes. And we offer this program again every other month or so. So if you click that link, you'll be redirected to the most current free offerings that we have. But if you wait till the future, you know, we're already in the middle of May. And to start now means you have all the rest of May, June, July, before people go into deep summer holidays, right? You can still grow your business by six figures this year. In fact, the fourth quarter is typically the richest, juiciest, highest earning quarter for most of the coaches and consultants that we work with. So stop suffering by yourself. Stop beating yourself up for believing that you should know how to do this already. No one really prepared you for entrepreneurship in the corporate world. No one told you you had to know how to make sales or that you would need to know how to create effective messaging and market yourself effectively, that you had to be an expert at product development and marketing and pricing and all the things, that you had to be an expert speaker, and that you had to have the confidence to go out there and do all of this stuff and share your message. In fact, if someone had warned you that that's what was required, you might have questioned entrepreneurship altogether. But here we are, my friend, and entrepreneurship is such a rewarding journey. And these are easy problems to solve if you have the right approach, and if you know what to do, and if you know what not to do, because truthfully, it breaks my heart when so many new entrepreneurs sign up for courses and programs that they're not ready for because they have not done the basic foundational work of carving out a unique value proposition in the market and being known for something that is unique. That is step one, full stop. So let's summarize what we covered today. Number one, don't lower your prices. People are still buying high-ticket solutions, but you might need to elevate your buyer persona to attract those who aren't as affected by the downturn. Number two, look for new and emerging opportunities in your market. Is there an opportunity to create a new offering that solves an immediate challenge? How has the market shifted, or how have priorities changed? And where do you have assets that you've already created and that you could apply to this new problem or develop frameworks to create new solutions? Number three, can you offer a get started package for those who want to work with you but can't see clear the longer term investment in their current climate? Number four, where can you double down on your marketing strategies that are already working? Do you find you get most of your clients from one or two professional networks? Are you getting a lot of traction and engagement on LinkedIn? How can you double down on what's working? And number five, shave and save. Where do you have fat in your budget that you can trim? What are you paying for that isn't giving you a return on investment? Are you paying for software tools or subscriptions that you aren't even using? Apple Pay is a benefit and a curse. It's so easy to sign up and have recurring subscriptions for low monthly fees, but they can really add up. So audit, what are you really using? And lastly, where can you up your marketing game? This is where Reliable Revenue Habits, that private podcast, comes in. We have created 10 days of tactics for you to up your marketing game, and in doing so, increase your visibility and demand for your offers. Remember, no one in this market has a majority share. No one. The playing field is literally wide open. It's time for you to go at it and go for it in a big way. You literally cannot fail in your visibility. Think about it. Your posts on Instagram and LinkedIn last for nanoseconds. Only the good content goes viral, so you have nothing to lose. If you've received insights or other benefits from this episode today, my friend, please take a moment right now and leave us a rating or review. It helps others to discover our show and know that this is a place for solid strategies, tools, and advice to grow a sustainable and scalable service-based business. I so appreciate you. Thank you for listening. That's it for now, my friend. See you next time on Life After Corporate. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.